We'll just break it. You'll hear me without the microphone.
We'll just break it a little bit, and I'll call on Rabbi Gold in exactly 1 second. I just want to welcome Ruthie Lieberman sitting at the back. She's our partner in the Ruthie, in this way, from the Buddha Lumin, helping us in our team here that's working for the English speaking section. I just want to tell you, Ruthie just handed me a note, and I just want to tell you, I go wrong certainly with Chavar HaKnesset Rabbi Benny Aylon. We know what the newspapers have been, and we know how totally anti the right wing the newspapers are. And it's unbelievable sometimes, you know, you have to switch channels because you get sick of hearing what they're telling you, which is not true. Anyway, the Hebrew University had elections today, you know, like they publish some of the schools that. The Hebrew University had elections today, and they released it on the radio apparently a few minutes ago. Party number one, National Union Mavdal. I want to tell you, it's very interesting. 3,000 students voted, 3,000, and the National Union Mavdal got 24 seats. The next one, next party, was Merit. Ruthie, you don't give me the others. But meantime, she's going from left to right. But that could be a very strong indication of what Rabbi Benny Alon was speaking about a few minutes ago. And this year, when you go home and you see it in the papers tomorrow, no doubt that's the election. excuse me, that was the election held at the Hebrew University. Alibi, it will repeat itself in the coming election on Tuesday, which of course is the most critical. What a Rabbeinu, my dear and good friend Eliezer Sheffer, the co-chairman of World Mizrahi. I'll introduce Rabbi Gold in 1 second. Chavar HaKnesset Shaul Yaalom. Now listen guys, we have to work very hard. You know, Mr. Yaalom is number 11 on the list, and we have to get him into Parliament. You'll see from this booklet, all the laws, and Rabbi Elon mentioned it. The number one legislator, not the first time, Shaul. Not the first time. Number one legislator in the Knesset, and this is not given by interested parties. This is the Knesset itself that publishes the results, and you have it here in this booklet in front of you. The number one legislator in the Knesset was Chavar HaKnesset Shaul Yaalom, and therefore, my friends, every single vote. Therefore, my friends, every single vote counts. Please come out in force. You have to vote on Tuesday. You have to bring your friends with you. And if you're not going to vote, talk, rather stay at home. So if you want to vote for us, please come out on Tuesday and help us to put in all our Chavrei Knesset. Okay. Waved at the back. We have a registration form. We need help. Everybody needs help. We need help, especially on the election day. And I know that our Anglo-Saxons, we are some of the best workers that we have in this country, I think. And I see some people here who had previous campaigns on tax laws and then various other stuff. So therefore, I know that we can all help and contribute. There is a form on your way out. It's over there. It's on the table over there. Please take one and register, and please give us some time. Doesn't have to be the whole day. Can be an hour. Can be 2 hours. Whatever you can give us will help us. And if you're able to help us leading up to the election day, we welcome that as well. We desperately need people to go out and help us all over the city, all over the country, to put up posters, to talk to people, and especially on election day, to bring people and to help us encourage people to vote. It's my great pleasure to introduce Rabbi Gold, who's here with us. Rabbi Gold is the Rav of Sifron Yaakov Shul Nafon in Har Nof. Rabbi Gold.
Sifron Yosef.
Sifron Yosef. Excuse me, Yaakov Yosef. Okay. Yaakov's the father, Yosef's the son. Sifron Yosef in Har Nof. Rabbi Gold hails, as we know, a fellow, you'll hear him in a minute. He's a very strong New York accent that he still has with him, even though he speaks in Hebrew. We had a wonderful time, my friends, a few weeks ago with Rabbi and Mrs. Gold. I don't know if your Rebbetzin is here, Rabbi Gold.
She is.
She is, over there. In Chicago, we had a Mizrahi Shabbaton. We had 850 people who were there. It was a great Shabbat. Oh, yeah, some of the people. We had a great Shabbat, and we only had 850. Why? Because there were no more rooms available. Otherwise, we would have really had some more. And he was there helping us to encourage our people on a different election, which Baruch Hashem, we did exceptionally well. But that's not the topic for tonight. So it gives me great pleasure, my friend Rabbi Gold has been a supporter, and especially in this case, is a well-known orator, is featured all over the world, and I'm very happy to be able to welcome him and to have him speak here with us this evening. For the love, Rabbi Gold.
Thank you very much. For the Rav, Rabbi Benny alone, I would have loved whoever it was that asked you that question outside. Why is only the land of Israel your issue? Oh, would I have loved if they would have asked me that question. Oh, I'm going to tell you, you didn't ask me, but I'm going to tell you anyway. I think that's one of the worst lies that has been said about the Dati Lumi community. And by the way, it has happened to me a number of times. The only mitzvah is Eretz Yisrael, they ask me. Eretz Yisrael. Unbelievable. Let me give you a brief history of the last 30, 35 years in this country. The Dati Lumi community has created some of the most original and powerful institutions of all. Can you imagine something called Yeshivat Hezder that did not exist since the time of Adam al-Rishon? To have established a system of this sort that now dots the country wherever you go. Strongholds of the spirit, fortresses of the faith. Can you imagine what a creative and original idea? Those who study Torah and go to the army. 40% of the officer corps today are those who've come through the Yeshivat Hezder. And this is from the Golan down to Eilat. I can't remember all of the cities in this country where there are Yeshivat Hezder. The map of the country is dotted and punctuated with these great fortresses of Torah. And do you know when all of this was created? In those 30, 35 years that we were supposed to be only dealing with Eretz Yisrael. We didn't do anything else. And what about all the Ulpanot? All the girls' schools? What about Yeshivot Bnei Akiva? What about the Garinim Toraniyim that have gone, groups of Torah scholars that have settled down in development towns? And what about Kolel Torah Mitzion throughout the world? There are about the 30, 40 cities of the world. The tzedakah institutions of the Dati Lumi community are something that any other community in this country would be envious of. And all of this has in fact taken place during the period of time that they say, we didn't do anything. We were just interested in Eretz Yisrael. There are other issues. There are other issues. I'm going to make a statement clearly to the point. The most creative, original community in this country is the Dati Lumi community. And I have two proofs. Two proofs. Proof number one, there was a study made by Tel Aviv University about 2-3 months ago in which they studied the volunteerism and the charity of three different communities in the country. The Chiloni community, the Haredi community, and the Dati Lumi community. Now, one thing, it doesn't even have to be said, Tel Aviv University is not really the lovers of the religious community at all, to put it mildly. What really shocked me was the first, that volunteerism in the Chiloni community is at 29% of secular Jews are involved in some kind of volunteer work or charitable work. The Haredi community, 72%. The Dati Lumi community, 77%. How could they do this all when all they were involved with is Eretz Yisrael and nothing else? The list, the Noam schools, the Tzvia schools, Emuna, Amit, it's unbelievable what the Dati Lumi community has accomplished. And by the way, I'm very proud to say building Yishuvim is the greatest construction of Eretz Yisrael. We're not ashamed of it. Every one of those communities that was built has all of the structure of beautiful communities. What's the difference if it's in Beit El, or does it have to be a suburb of of Tel Aviv. We do believe that the land was given to us by God. We do believe it's Arzenu HaKadosha. We are opposed to creating a terrorist state, the only thing the world still needs, you understand. Ehud Olmert is going to become the father of a Hamas state. This is what he wants to do. It's unbelievable. So that's number one, Tel Aviv University. Number two, and there was reference made to this, but I want to make the reference very, very clear. I have to give let's say that I have to admit something. We're all sinners, but I have one sin that has dogged me for the last 10 years. I read the Haaretz every morning.
The English edition.
Not the English edition, Reb Eliezer Sheffer. I read the Hebrew edition. I also want the press to know that I read the Jerusalem Post as well. Okay? I get my daily aggravation. It's mommy's daily aggravation. It's unbelievable. 2 weeks ago, after 10 years, 2 weeks ago on a Friday morning, it was a historic moment. Early in the wee hours of the morning, I wrote out a fax and sent it off to the Haaretz. Cancel my subscription. Oh. You have no idea. This was an act of such courage and strength. When my wife woke up, I told her, Bailey, you won't believe what I did this morning. I canceled the subscription. This is Friday morning. Sunday morning, I don't know, Sadiq Chagit from the Haaretz is on the phone. Why did you cancel your subscription? So I said, what are you talking about? I'm sick of you all. You hate Judaism. You hate Eretz Yisrael. How much can I take? I took it for 10 years. Anyway, then it started. The price of my subscription went down by 30%. These guys were so interested, they most probably would have sent me a free Hatzofer every day with the Haaretz. I didn't respond. So they're sending it to me every day. Don't worry, they'll charge me. So meanwhile, I can't help it. I'm going to wait till the after the elections, and then I'll see if I have the courage again to do it. But you know what? It was worth it all. Aggravation every day, but not this morning. This morning I came to page 3 now. And here it is. The two outstanding legislators in the country on social issues. There he is. Shaul Yahalom and Gila Finkelstein. I don't know how they... I don't know how he did it. He's been involved in 30 years only with Eretz Yisrael. And he's a mitnachel yet. Elkanah. He lives in Elkanah. Most probably that's why even Ehud, I call him, you know, he's ready to give everything away. To me, he's Ehud Walmart. He wants to give the whole thing away. But he's afraid of moving Jews out of Elkanah, because he knows what's going to happen to him if he tries to move Jews out of Elkanah. It's unbelievable. So here it is, the sheker, this lie about the Dati Lumi community. Unbelievable. I'm proud to be part of this community. I'm thrilled to be part of this community. I want to get as many people as I can to vote for this community. Tell you the truth, without patting ourselves too much on the back, Rabbi Alone said it. Sally Sachs said it. The elections this time are clearly the most crucial in the history of the state of Israel. I know, you know, rabbis like to say, oh, we live in unusual times, what difficult times. This is it. Because everything's out in the open. Beneath the surface, for 100 years, There's been a struggle between those who want a secular state and those who want Achtzeinu HaKadosha. Going on for 100 years from the first Zionist congresses. And every so often it would erupt, but now it hasn't merely erupted. It's out there in the open. There's no question about it that the removal of Jews from their homes, unparalleled in the history of the nations of the world. Throw your own people out of homes in their own land and give it over to terrorists. This has not happened in any country in the world. It's stark, raving madness. There's a blindness that has overtaken them. I can't understand it. And I'm afraid to say that sometimes in the dark of night, I think their hatred of Yiddishkeit is so frightening. An article today, yesterday, in the Haaretz, the Mitnachalim are the cause of all suffering in this country. I'm waiting. I want to pick up the Haaretz tomorrow morning and see if the Asian flu is because of the Mitnachalim. Everything is blamed on the Mitnachalim. The finest people of all, people of value, of strength, of courage. What's going on? We're living in a crazy world. And it's all going to come to the fore. On this Tuesday, it's all going to be there. 100 years of struggle. And the vote on that struggle is going to take place on Tuesday. It's been 100 years of struggle between Medinat Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael. We have to stand up and be counted. We are people of Eretz Yisrael. This is Hartzeinu HaKadosha. I once said, if you know that first Rashi in Chumash, Rashi says, why did Torah begin with the story of creation? Why didn't it start with the first mitzvah in Parshas Bo? In order to tell us that if the nations of the world will say and accuse us, listim atem, your thieves who stole Eretz Yisrael, our response is going to be, the world belongs to the Lord. He took it from them and gave it to us. Never in his wildest dreams did it occur to Rashi that Jews would announce to the world, listim anachnu, we're thieves. We stole Eretz Yisrael. That's what they're saying. They're saying it all over the world. You throw 10,000 people out of their homes, you're saying, this is not our land. It's unbelievable. Rashi could never, never, ever have imagined Jews saying about the Eretz Yisrael that we prayed for, that we cried for, that we shed tears for 2,000 years, that we're going to tell the nations of the world, listim anachnu, we are thieves. So, I tell you, there's a great deal to say, but I think you're an audience that understands us, but I think your responsibility is not only that you should go in Tuesday morning and vote for Tet Bet. I think that your responsibility is, number one, to make sure that your friends and your neighbors make sure, number one, they're going to go to vote. The worst tragedy is not voting. Worst. It was said here, and it has to, you know, and I sort of get this feeling that some people tell me I'm not going to vote. And they seem to consider themselves, therefore, great intellectuals. You know, I figured it out. And the smartest thing, Shaitim Sheba'elam, what do you mean you're not going to vote? You're going to throw away the one moment of power that the individual has in a democracy. The one moment at which you can make a difference. You'll throw that away. Can't do it. By the way, it's also, it's also. Once I had a conversation 13 years ago at the beginning of the Oslo plan, Rahman and Islam. I was sent by the Harnof community with a petition of 1,300 families to the home of a local rabbi who was involved with a major political party at the time. And in our petition, we asked that the party vote against Oslo. So rabbi in question tells me, oh, we're going to abstain. I always say that usually the right thing to say comes after the conversation is over. I should have said this, I should have said that. On this occasion, the Rebbeinu was with me. It was during the Aseret Yemei Tshuva, and I was learning, that morning I had learned the third perek in the Rambam Hilchos Tshuva, where the Rambam says, Lefichach, therefore, every human being has to see himself as though he is 50% innocent, 50% guilty, 50% mitzvahs, 50% aveiros. He also has to look at the whole world, that the whole world is teetering on the balance. 50% aveiros and 50% mitzvahs. And the Rambam goes on to say, if a person is going to do one mitzvah, he's going to incline himself and the whole world, for merit. God forbid he does one aveira, one act, he brings destruction upon the world. So I told this rabbi, why doesn't the Rambam posit, there's a third possibility. One possibility is if you do a mitzvah. Second possibility is you do an aveira. You know what the third possibility is? You abstain. You do nothing. So I said, you know why the Rambam doesn't posit that? Because a human being takes a position. If you don't take a position, it's conventionist. They did abstain, and we've suffered until today from it. He didn't talk to me for 5 years, and he was right for not talking to me for 5 years. And I'm happy he didn't talk to me for 5 years. You have to take a look at Eretz Yisrael on Tuesday. You're hanging in the balance. One vote can be machnia all of Eretz Yisrael at Taf Tova. One vote. One vote. I have a lot more to say, but I'm not going to say a lot. I said enough. But I do want to read, in the Torah tidbits, there's an ad. What's that? It's a proclamation by some 25, 30 rabbis. There are hundreds of others. Your vote can determine the Jewish character of the state of Israel. Your vote can impact on the safety and security of this country. Your vote will strengthen the Torah values that will create a better society for all in our homeland. Your vote can make a big difference at this crucial moment in our history. I know that in Yiras Hashem you're going to do the right thing, but schlep along a lot of people with you. Grab them and say, Habibi, we're going to vote for Ted Bet, you understand? Because we're going to make our voices heard. This is our halachic and moral responsibility at this moment. That as the Benny said, and I hold that he's right, that they're playing games with us over here. Nothing has been decided. Nothing is in the bag. Oh, gosh. I'm waiting for 10 o'clock Tuesday night. I'll most probably at 9 o'clock I'll start taking Valium. And by 10 o'clock, I just would like to see Chaim Yavin's face saying, Mahapach. Change heat up something.
Was this initiative to publish it, the call for action, and he is the one who organized it, and he asked the rabbi to sign it. Thank you. We have time now for Greek Rabbi Golda. I hope you vote before 9 o'clock when you take your value.
I hold that it's a mitzvah, and Zrizim Magdimin the mitzvah. I don't know if I'll have a chance to go to the mikveh, but I want to go fulfill the mitzvah of voting. And can I make a suggestion? This ad should go into the Jerusalem Post. This ad should go into the Shul. Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, Christians, we have Chavera Knesset Joni Alon has decided he's not going to talk, but he's ready to answer any type of questions that you have. So let's ask questions, and if Chavera Knesset Benny Alon would like to answer it as well, like a shot. please try and make it short and clear, okay?
What about me? I'll also answer questions.
Ask the rabbi.
Okay.
My question was that you believe you're preaching to the converted.
What?
You believe you're preaching to the converted. I used to be a converted. I used to be a very big supporter of Hafdal. Something me is a little bit newer to me, but Hafdal is very familiar to me. And Hafdal has sat in virtually every government, if not every government since the founding of the state. And their influence has dwindled